Simon & Schuster Audio presents 1776 by David McCullough. Read by the author.
Part 1, The Siege. The reflection upon my situation and that of this army produces many an uneasy hour, when all around me are wrapped in sleep. Few people know the predicament we are in. General George Washington, January 14, 1776. Chapter 1, Sovereign Duty. God save great George our King. Long live our noble King. God save the King. Send him victorious, happy and glorious. Long to reign o'er us. God save the King. On the afternoon of Thursday, October 26, 1775, His Royal Majesty George III, King of England, rode in royal splendor from St. James's Palace to the Palace of Westminster, there to address the opening of Parliament on the increasingly distressing issue of war in America. The day was cool, but clear skies and sunshine, a rarity in London, brightened everything, and the royal cavalcade, spruced and polished, shone to perfection. In an age that had given England such rousing patriotic songs as God Save the King and Rule Britannia, in a nation that adored ritual and gorgeous pageantry, it was a scene hardly to be improved upon. An estimated 60,000 people had turned out. They lined